Hello?
Hello, I am Gustavo from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call will be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Okay, thank you very much. And in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Labor.
Thank you very much. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
Cell phone.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1960.
Thank you very much. And let me ask you, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian,
Hispanic
or Alaska? Thank you very much. What is the last grade that you completed in school?
12th.
I'm sorry?
I graduated.
Graduated. Thank you so much for that. And well, let me ask you, thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat or solely disapprove?
Say that again.
Yeah, is that strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Totally disapprove.
Thank you very much. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
Republican.
And is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. And the first name is Kamala Harris.
Disapprove.
Would you say that is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. And Myra Flores?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Vicente Gonzalez?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you very much. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote, Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote, Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Myra Flores.
And is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. And I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
And is that strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
And is that very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you very much. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Upper middle.
Thank you very much. And now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, or Spanish and English equally, or mostly English but some Spanish, or only English at home?
English and some Spanish.
Some Spanish. Thank you very much. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. And in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.